Oh, you are on 2SER. Good morning. It's about 8:45. My name is Mick, and it's come up to that time again of Graphic Festival time here in Sydney. The Opera House are hosting a fantastic weekend of talks and shows and just things. And as always, it's great to have Ben Marshall, who is the curator at the Sydney Opera House. I'm not quite, you call yourself nowadays.
Co-curator of Graphic Festival with Jordan Vazar and head of contemporary music.
That's the one.
Part of this program.
And Ben's been here a few times. We've talked about all sorts of things, and it's fantastic to have you in again. And Graphics Up, I'm really loved this weekend. How excited are you?
I'm hugely excited. Thanks, Mick. It's, you know, it's a, Graphics a real labor of love, just doing this day of comics, animation, illustration, and music. And, you know, we've wanted Matt Groening, the creator of The Simpsons, to come out to be part of Graphic for 6 years, Jordan and I. So to have him making his first appearance in Australia is...
What a coup.
It's a dream come true.
The chance to see Matt Groening in Australia live on stage, you know, such a legend. Like, you just don't realise how much The Simpsons have just become ingrained in the culture.
It's sort of like Shakespeare, yeah. It sort of ends up permeating the entire culture. It's fascinating. And he's a lovely guy, and he's doing a talk tomorrow at 4 o'clock with Linda Barry, who's a great underground cartoonist in her own right. And there's still a handful of tickets for those. I think $15 is the
nice
tickets there. Still to get. But he is stoked to be in town. We went to Kinokuniya Books the morning he arrived.
Oh,
and
wow.
He was picking up like Australian cartoonist work, Pat Grant, Oslo Davis, Trace Baller's work. He went to Red Eye Records and picked up Wake in Fright on DVD. And he's really, you know, huge fan of George Miller. He keeps apologising for Bart versus Australia.
Has he been to Australia much?
Never been to Australia before.
Never, ever.
No, this is the very first time.
I find that really hard to believe.
It is. It is. He's incredibly busy. The Simpsons is, you know, 28 years going, and he's involved at every table reading. He's in the writer's room every time. So, no, it's what the festival's about for us, which is treating sort of these realms of comics, animation, and illustration as art forms. And not everything in those areas rises to the level of great art, but some of it really does, and that's why, you know, we've got Neil Gaiman as part of the festival, and Matt Groening sort of hits that note like Art Spiegelman did a few years ago, and Pixar. And look, you know, George Lucas is someone we've admired enormously for a long time.
Oh, now tell us about this. So, yeah, it's George Lucas's first film, THX, how do you say, 1138?
Yeah, THX 1138.
Yep.
Yeah. He, you know, as a student in San Francisco, made this sort of art house film, but being George Lucas, it's, you know, produced by Francis Ford Coppola and Lalo Schifrin, you know, from Bullet did the score, and Robert Duvall's in it. And it sort of lays the foundations for everything you've ever seen in George Lucas's film since. It's an amazing piece of work. Steven Spielberg rates it as the best science fiction film he has ever seen. He does.
And now, the soundtrack.
Absolutely. The soundtrack is knockout in its own right. And the hugely powerful UK band Asian Dub Foundation have rescored the work, and they're flying in for Australia just to perform it live once at the Opera House as part of Graphic.
And I love this concept
tomorrow night,
because one of the things that I'm going to regret to the day I die is that I missed seeing Regurgitator score Akira all those years ago.
That was one of the best things we've ever done.
And I've talked to them before since then, saying, when are you going to do it again? When are you going to do it again? And it's like, oh, I don't know.
It's really hard getting these rights and the licenses together. That was the very first Graphic.
Yeah, it was.
2010.
And I was overseas at the time, and I missed it, and I was so upset about it. These are one-offs. So if you can't get to see it now, you probably won't see it ever again.
Absolutely one-offs, yeah. And look, there are tickets for the Asian Dub Foundation performance with THX 1138. Mm-hmm. I think they're from sort of $15 as well. And the day Graphic is, it's an entire day. You turn up at 11 and you can leave at sort of 11 or midnight, because we've got sort of the Neil Gaiman screenings of two short films based on his novels are free. He's got a live Q&A via satellite and a screening of his documentary, that's all free. And we've got sort of short films, Alan Moore's short films, Chris Ware's, a great documentary on the French artist Mobius as well.
Right.
And free talks from Michael Lunig, who you've probably seen a lot of his work in The Age. And
we chatted to him Wednesday.
Yeah, fantastic. Jordan Vazar's in conversation with Lunig.
Yeah.
And there's a guy called Brandon Graham, who I just think is the future of comics. It's an amazing amalgam of kind of manga, French dessiné cartoons, graffiti art, and he's he's in conversation with a couple of people from Melbourne, Phil Barlow and Helen Mayer, who lived in America for a really long time and responsible for the ALF cartoons, the real Ghostbusters cartoons, Godzilla cartoons. They had this huge Hollywood story, and they published this series of comics in the early 80s. It's been a huge influence on Brandon Graham.
Awesome.
And he's got them out of retirement to kind of do more comic work, and he publishes this incredible anthology called Ireland. It involves all these Melbourne people as well, but it's really fresh, really different. And look, and Linda Barry, I cannot talk highly enough about as well. Yesterday, she was in the Opera House preparing for her talk. She's got so much to say about the nature of art and how it rewires your mind. She's a lecturer normally, and she talks about practicing drawing with both hands and what happens on different sides of your brain, and how people give up drawing as a thing they can't do when they realize they can't draw a nose, and how it's innate. It's like saying you can't walk.
Well, everyone can draw, I guess, but it's just a matter of thinking what you draw is something that, you know, is worth portraying. If you can, whatever you've got in your head and you can put down on paper, I think everyone can do it.
Yeah, we were talking yesterday about this obsession when you get to be an adult of whatever you do, you ought to be good at it. And that's not necessarily the case if you're just looking for a process or to shift your mind into a different gear. You said, imagine you're the piece of work being drawn and you've got this sort of giant ogre standing over you going, I hate you, you're awful. You know, oh, you're so disappointed. It's like nothing good's going to come out of that.
Yeah.
Help it through. She's a fascinating figure.
Fantastic.
Matt Groening calls her, his biggest inspiration.
And that talk, so a lot of these are already sort of pretty sold out or pretty full, but
they're getting there.
People can rock on in the day, right? And there's limited tickets available.
Absolutely, yeah. For all the free things you register beforehand, but we've kept a selection for availability on the door. Cool. And I think there's a few hundred tickets left for the 4 o'clock Matt Groening and Linda Barry tomorrow afternoon.
All right, fantastic. Jump onto graphic.sydneyoperahouse.com and you can see all the details, the whole calendar of there of what's going on tomorrow. Look, it's amazing. It's really one of the highlights for me of the year, and Graphic Festival is on, and just trying to decide what to see because there's a few clashes there. You've got to go, whoa, you know, which one?
A little bit of overlapping.
There is.
Dash around. Oh, and a whole bunch of VR installations as well.
Ah, yes.
The Simpsons couch gag in VR, some great Samsung headsets, and a digital art exhibition as well.
Fantastic.
A lot to see.
As always, Ben, thanks for coming on down. A bit of a rush today, unfortunately, but Friday morning, you know.
Not at all.
But good luck with the exhibition. Look forward to seeing you again soon.
Thanks, man. Take good care.